It's been a difficult summer in Europe after a series of violent attacks ripped across the continent, from the brutal killing of a priest in Normandy to the truck attack in Nice to a bloody hatchet attack aboard a train in Germany. There are reports tourism is suffering and European leaders are looking for ways to boost security. We're going to check in with two of the countries most concerned with this, France and Germany. Alexandra von Naumann is a terrorism expert and host of the show Interview for Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Alexandra, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
And we're also joined by James André, who's a senior correspondent for France 24. James, welcome to you too.
Hello, and thank you for having me on the show.
And I want to start with you, James, because France has been the site of these just devastating terrorist attacks this summer and before that. How are people there doing right now?
Well, indeed, people are worried. You know, they know that there is no ultimate security, especially when you take part or come to attend major events in France these days. And some major events that usually take place in summer have been cancelled. The most recent cancellation was the Braderie de Lille, that's in a city in the northern France, where there is like a giant car boot sale, if you like. It's been happening for the last, you know, over 100 years. The last time it was cancelled was 71 years ago, and it does bring in up to 2 million people. Well, that's been cancelled because the mayoress said basically it's a sacrifice, and it's also, in a sense, making these terrorists, you know, reach one of their goals, which is for the French authorities to cancel these kinds of events. But on the other hand, she can't run the risk of having, you know, a major massacre in the center of her town. And many other events have also been cancelled. So you can tell that there really is pressure on the French authorities and the French public at the moment.
And what about in Germany, Alexandra? What's the feeling there?
Well, I think that the situation in Germany is quite different, because those attacks we saw in Germany, there were not such large terrorist attacks such as those we saw in France. So we are not talking about canceling major events, public events right now. But I have to say that the overriding emotion was really shock, because, I mean, even if security officials I talked to prior to those attacks, they told me that they were aware that Germany was a target and that they were actually able to prevent civil plots from happening over the last 5 years. But, you know, knowing that you could be a target and then experiencing those attacks, especially the first suicide bombing in a German context in Asbach, is, of course, a different thing. So people are concerned here in Germany, but they are trying to live their everyday life.
James, there's been talk in France of Guantanamo-like holding cells for terrorism suspects. Let's listen here to French President François Hollande in late July talking about security measures.
Closing places of worship where hatred or intolerance is fomented. We have done that and we'll do it again. Search, place under house arrest, monitor individuals. We did that during the state of emergence. We will do it again.
What is the concern about civil liberties in France? Because when people hear that, and especially when they hear the idea of a Guantanamo-like holding cell, they'll think back to 9/11 in the United States and some of the things that were done after 9/11 that many looked back on and said that went too far.
Well, you see, the thing is, we also have a presidential election in France coming up in 2017. Now, of course, this issue is now a point of contention between the right-wing parties and the left-wing party, which is in power. Now, what Mr. Hollande has been saying since the Nice attack is that basically security in France is maxed out. I mean, we have, you know, police and military on the streets. He says that the law, the existing law, is enough and doesn't need to be modified in order to tackle terrorism. That is in his view. Now, the right-wing parties, and they're the ones who've been, I mean, including Nicolas Sarkozy and his party, are saying that, yes, he believes France needs to put in place a system of a prison such as Guantanamo, indeed, where you'd put all radicalized Muslims who are, you know, fichés S, which means they're being watched by French Secret Service. Now, this is obviously a big debate in France, and of course, there is a lot of concern over civil liberties. I mean, the law has been changed last year. It's now easier to tap phones. It's easier for policemen to search houses or private, you know, buildings. But so there is concern. People want more security. That's a fact. There have been many surveys about that. But for the moment, indeed, as far as security itself is concerned, well, for the French government, we are at the maximum that we can do, and it's very difficult to do any more.
And Alexandra, what about in Germany? And I specifically want to ask about the what may be done in the name of security when it comes to refugees, because Germany has been taking in so many refugees. But let's listen here to Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, at a news conference in July.
The dignity and honor of each and everyone is cannot be violated, and what we are going to offer refuge and asylum to those who are persecuted also under the Geneva Convention.
Now, she's had some political trouble as a result of her welcoming attitude towards refugees, but what's likely to happen there, and what about other security measures in Germany?
You're right that Merkel's open-door refugee policy has come under attack from critics after those two attacks in Germany carried out by refugees or alleged refugees. And now we can see that according to a poll conducted after those attacks, the popular support for the chancellor has plunged with almost two-thirds of Germans unhappy with her refugee policy. At the same time, she unveiled a 9-point plan, you know, to tackle terrorism, to address concerns of the German people. But doing so, she said at the same time that she is convinced that this plan would strike the right balance between security and freedom, because it's not only concentrating on security measures, you know, like putting more police on the streets or increasing intelligence gathering and exchange of information among European partners. At the same time, she wants to invest more money in projects dealing with better integration of refugees in Germany and projects concentrating on de-radicalization measures. So she is coming under a lot of pressure, and we are going to see a couple of regional elections in a couple of weeks and months here in Germany. And those elections will be the next test of support for Angela Merkel here.
One more thing I want to ask each of you, starting with you, James. Paris is one of the biggest tourist destinations in the entire world. Have you seen a drop off in tourism there? And if somebody's listening in the United States and is wondering whether to go, is it safe right now?
Well, look, I'd say there has been a dip in tourism in France over the first months of the year. As you know, we had a very big terrorist attack on the 13th of November last year. That was the Bataclan. And yeah, well, since there's been a dip in tourism, and there are still a lot of European tourists who come to Paris and France. Paris has actually got a bigger dip than the rest of France. But what we're being told also by the authorities is that there are less American tourists, Canadian tourists, Japanese tourists, Brazilian tourists coming over to France at the moment, though, once again, tourists from other EU countries are still coming. Now, if indeed American tourists are, thinking of coming, I'd say, yes, do come. The fact of the matter is everything is being done in France to prevent attacks. There have been there have been plots that have been foiled by the French authorities. Now, of course, as we hear a lot here in France over the media, risque zéro n'existe pas, which means, zero risk level does not exist.
Right.
But still, there are a lot of precautions that are taken, and they are.
Alexandra, in Germany, are you noticing any difference in tourism?
Well, there have been reports saying that, and that's interesting because it's going the same direction what James said, that particularly tourists coming from China or other Asian nations are now afraid to come and visit Berlin or Germany. So it's interesting, right? I don't know the reason for that. And I think that it's too early to say that the recent attacks are having any impact on the tourism industry in Germany. And I would say, as James said, it's a nice place to visit.
It definitely is a nice place to visit. I'll agree with you both on that in both countries. Alexandra von Naumann, terrorism expert for Deutsche Welle in Berlin, and James André, senior correspondent with France 24. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.